91.5 WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is Sunday, May the 20th, 2018, and I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective and what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. 55 rainy degrees outside our studio. We'll be bringing that weather update sometime around 6:30. On the Sounds of Praise Ministry, which I host as well. If you like great gospel music, after sports talk, stay tuned right here. You'll get all of that. Okay, let's go to Major League Baseball yesterday. The A's 5 and the Blue Jays 4. Cleveland 5 and the Astros 4. Red Sox 6 and the Orioles 3. White Sox 5 and the Rangers 3. Yankees 8 and the Royals 3. The Rays 5 and the Angels 3. The Mariners 7 and the Tigers 2. Over in the National League, the Reds 5 and the Cubs 4 in the first game of a doubleheader that went 11 innings. Second game, the Cubs 10 and the Reds zip. Dodgers 4 and the Nationals 1 in the first game of a doubleheader. In that second game, the Dodgers swept them. Dodgers 5 and the Nationals 4. Phillies 7 and the Cardinals 6. Giants 9 and the Rockies 4. The Padres 6 and the Pirates 2. The Braves 8 and the Marlins 1. The Mets 5 and the D-backs 4. And that's it. Oh no, one more, I'm sorry. In interleague play, the Brewers 5 and the Twins 4. In my rush to get all my stuff together, I didn't get the stats for the Red Sox game. Sorry about that. I don't even know who pitched or anything else. I think it might have been Rodriguez. Rodriguez usually goes after Porcello. And maybe, was it Porcello who pitched? I said, I'm sorry. I was so involved getting other things together this morning that I forgot to get all the stats on the Red Sox game. Okay, pardon me for falling flat on my face so early in the morning, but that's what happens when you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You do forget something sometimes. But anyway, the Red Sox won, the Yankees won, and so they are still in a virtual flat-footed tie. I believe the Red Sox have played more games than the Yankees, and so therefore the stats right now, percentage-wise, has the Yankees ahead of the Red Sox. The Yankees are 29-12, or 30-12, and the Red Sox are 31-14. 32-14, I believe. 31-14. Something like that. Anyway, the Red Sox and the Yankees are in a virtual tie for first place. In the American League East, Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Baltimore, none of them are even close. In Central Division, Cleveland won yesterday. So that puts them in first place. 23-21 over Detroit, followed by Minnesota, who's also very close, and Kansas City and Chicago bring up the rear. Out west is Houston, world champion Houston Astros, 30-17, I believe. Nope, I'm sorry, 29-18, followed by Los Angeles, Seattle, Oakland, and Texas. In the National League in the East, Atlanta, the Braves are back. And they won yesterday as well, making them 28-16 on the season. Followed by Philadelphia, the bottom rung people have climbed to the top. Phillies won again yesterday, making them 27-16. Washington lost two, making them 24-20. And the Mets and the Miami Marlins bring up the rear. But the Mets are not far behind. In the Central, Pittsburgh, the Pirates, they lost yesterday. They're 27-18, followed by Milwaukee. The Brewers won, and they're 27-18. And St. Louis, they lost, making them 23-20. And then the Chicago Cubbies, they lost. Nope, they won. They split a doubleheader, I'm sorry. Okay, so the Cubbies are 24-19, followed by Cincinnati. West is Arizona in first place. The D-backs, they lost yesterday, making them 25-20. Colorado won. The Rockies lost, I'm sorry. 24-21. The Giants, San Francisco Giants, they won. 23-24 on the season. Followed by the Dodgers, who won two, 19-26. And the San Diego Padres bring up the rear. And they won. They're 18-29. Okay, that's it as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And once again, I apologize for not getting the stats. You know, there's a possibility I could have gotten the stats for the Red Sox game. I just did not think about it. I guess I was so involved in dissecting the Boston Celtics game against the Cleveland Cavaliers that it just slipped my mind. Totally slipped my mind. I don't know how that happened. First time I had an opportunity to get stats and didn't get them. So anyway, maybe we can pass it off on over. 419 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Donald Brown. This is the Sunday, May the 20th, 2018 edition of the Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here. virtually every Sunday from about 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
About to hear words you don't often hear on the radio, but they may sound familiar.
Severe abdominal pain, fever, vomiting.
To many of us, these words sound like the flu or food poisoning, something temporary.
Urgent need for a bathroom, unexplained weight loss.
But they could be a sign of something much more serious, like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis.
Chronic diarrhea, rectal bleeding.
The pain and isolation of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can be overwhelming when you experience symptoms day after day. But there is help.
Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has trained healthcare professionals to direct you to resources in your community and provide the latest information on research and treatment.
Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN.
Don't let your symptoms take you away from your life. Advances in diagnosis and treatment are happening all the time. You can get the help you need. Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN today. Brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation.
and also by your friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 424 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Hockey League yesterday. The Lightning defeated the Capitals 3-2, and everybody in Washington is mourning. Lightning lead that series 3-2 after the Capitals got off to a great start. But the Lightning played lights out to me against the Bruins. I didn't know whether the Bruins were bad or the Lightning were that good. But after losing the first game, the Lightning won 4 in a row. And so they show that they belong up there. And one more victory for them, and the series goes into the final Stanley Cup playoffs. And out west, the Golden Knights play the Winnipeg Jets today. And the Knights lead that series 3-1. So they're one win away from going all the way to the Stanley Cup. Excuse me. And that should be an interesting series as well, I guess. Because the Lightning and the Knights have... Well, the Knights is their first year in the league. And what they've done with an expansion club, I think, is record-setting. Can't remember ever having a expansion team play so well during the season. And now look like they're heading for the Stanley Cup, or in baseball or football, wherever there's been expansion. Basketball, maybe? I don't remember. But anyway, the Knights have exceeded expectations. Anyone who said that they thought that the Knights, based upon the teams, the players, the other teams left off their starting roster, would come together and play this well, is just a surprise. So, there. Good for them. 427 here on WFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return, I promise. We'll be right back.
One in four U.S. babies are at risk for severe but preventable infections because they're not completely vaccinated by age two.
My three-year-old couldn't breathe. We rushed him to the hospital.
Kelly Lasik, mother.
I was told he had HIB, a vaccine-preventable disease. He wasn't vaccinated, and he could have died. Now Matthew is getting caught up on his vaccines.
Childhood vaccination starts at birth and can go up to age six. But babies are at greatest risk for infectious diseases. That's why these early vaccines are so important.
My baby caught whooping cough and was hospitalized for 9 days.
Chantel Veit, mother.
He wasn't vaccinated. He was too young. These diseases really exist, so don't let your guard down.
On-time vaccination is an easy, effective way to protect the health and life of your baby. Is your baby up to date? If not, the time to get caught up is now.
Start on time, stay on time.
To make on-time vaccination easy, visit pkids.org, a message from parents of kids with infectious diseases.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown perspective on sports. Okay, where are we going next, Donnelly? Okay, WNBA is back in business. And on Friday, if you didn't hear, the Mercury defeated the Wings 86-78 to get the season started. And yesterday, the Sky defeated the Fever 82-64. And so, therefore, Chicago and Phoenix are in a first place tie for the Western lead, and nobody in the East has played that far. Oh, I guess Atlanta is the Fever, right there in the East, so they're 0-1. Wings are in Dallas, so they're out West. And I have no clue who. I guess Minnesota usually is up there in LA, so we'll see how far they go this year. If you're into horse racing, yesterday was another sloppy day for the second round of the Triple Crown, and Justify, who won it in the slop out there in Louisville, they brought that same sloppy weather. And it was also foggy for what little I saw of the race. And Justify won by 2.5 lengths over Good Magic. And he was a prohibitive favorite. And I guess if he comes out of this race okay, that he's going to be lined up in 3 weeks or so for the Belmont, which will be a little bit longer. Some people thought, from what I read, that if the race was a little longer, that Justify was tiring and someone might have caught him. But 2.5 lengths win, to me says that the other horses were probably tiring as well. And we don't know how great this horse can be because of the slop that he's running. We know he's a mudder. He can run in the mud, that's for sure. Can he go beyond that? Will he go beyond that and win the Triple Crown, which is going to be the longest of the three? We'll see. But he looked pretty good in both the races I saw, considering the conditions. And there are probably horses out there who ran in the Derby who decides to skip the Preakness, and we'll take him on in the Belmont, and they will be well rested. So we'll see what happens. If his 3 weeks is enough to him to rejuvenate and beat those horses who've been out there resting for 5 or 6 weeks, well, only time will tell. It's 4:34 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donald Brown, on this Sunday, May the 20th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I shall return.
Have you heard this disturbing prognosis? If we don't act now to reverse the childhood obesity epidemic, the current generation of young people could be the first in United States history to live sicker and die younger than their parents' generation. I'm Massachusetts State Representative Kim Ferguson. More than 23 million of our children and adolescents are overweight or obese, putting them at higher risk for serious health problems. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, is working to promote policies that make it easier for children and families to eat healthy foods and be physically active in our schools and neighborhoods. Creating healthy environments is key to reversing the childhood obesity epidemic. To learn more about Women in Government's work to prevent childhood obesity, visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org. Visit womeningovernment.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 440 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time I'm here with Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you need to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay. I wasn't putting it off. Yes, I guess I was putting it off. Well, I guess the three-day break was more beneficial for the Cavaliers, who not only got a chance to play at home, but then you had a chance to rest their weary legs, especially those of LeBron James. And so last night, the Cavaliers put a whipping on the Boston Celtics, 116-86. Celtics lead in that series 2-1. I believe the next game is on Monday. We'll see if the quick turnaround benefits the Celtics and their younger legs, or if the Cavaliers, before their home crowd, can tie up the series. So, anyway, one of those things where I didn't get all the stats on the Cavaliers. But anyway, for the Celtics, Marcus Morris got 9 points and 5 rebounds. Al Horford, 7 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. Tatum, 18 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Rozier, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Brown, 10 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and a block. Yabusele, 1 point and 4 rebounds. Ojale, 2 points, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Nader got 2 points and a rebound. Monroe, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Bane, 7 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. Smart, 7 points, no rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. And that was it. Celtics 86 points, Cavaliers 116. And to be truthful, I'm not surprised. I was waxing poetic in an email to my oldest son yesterday about the potential of this ball club. Even though they got waxed, like I said, last night, that doesn't mean that anything as far as the Celtics' potential is concerned, because their two best players are on the bench, and one of their best bench players is also on the bench. And Rozier, Gordon Hayward, and Theis. And so, therefore, what they have done thus far has been fantastic as far as I'm concerned, and bodes extremely well for next year. It was interesting to see, just how far, and it still is interesting to see, just how far this team is going to be able to go. They still have two more games at home. And that's all they need, is to maintain home court advantage and wear down the old legs of LeBron James. And that could work very well in their favor, and I think it will. I haven't given up on them, because they've gone, like I said, farther than anybody else could have possibly imagined based upon... Oh, and also forgot about Shane Larkin, who may come back from his shoulder injury. It wasn't a separation. And Boston plays at Cleveland on Monday. So it's a quick turnaround. One day off and we're back on the court Monday night in Cleveland. And even if Cleveland ties the series at 2, game 5 is Wednesday. Another quick turnaround, but back in Boston. I think the younger legs will prevail in front of their home fans. And then if there's a game 6, Boston's at Cleveland on Friday. Another one-game turnaround. And then game 7. Cleveland at Boston on Sunday. Another one-game turnaround. It all works in our favor, even though we don't have as many legs as a concern. Now, if what I'm saying is if this team, minus these 4 players, can get this far, in the playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals, hey, anything can happen. Who knows what, and then we're talking about if they can remain healthy next year, this team is going to be absolutely awesome from my perspective. And so we're playing with house money, as somebody said. And the fact also that we have a draft pick coming up this year that we probably won't even use. We probably won't even make the ball club. So a first round pick, our 27th pick in the league or something like that, way up there high. But anyway, Danny Ainge, I think, and Brad Stevens have done excellent work. And this team, I think, is just scrappy enough to bounce back on Monday night and give Cleveland all they can handle. I don't see another blowout, that's for sure. Cleveland may win, but it won't be a blowout. And he can put me down for saying that. Yeah, I will be quoted. I don't mind being quoted. Okay, 4:46 here on WFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May the 20th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You need to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. As I said earlier in the program, and I apologize, I didn't get all the stats for the Red Sox win. And maybe because I spent extra time analyzing the Celtics loss. But anyway, whatever it was, whatever the reason, I didn't get that. But we're going to go back and talk a little more Red Sox. Primarily because there's something to talk about. First of all, there is the injury that Carson Smith experienced. And then to have him turn around, if you didn't hear, he injured his right shoulder by throwing his glove away in the dugout after being taken out of a game where he gave up a home run, I guess, to tie the game or whatever. And he was frustrated, upset, and then blamed Red Sox management for overuse, saying his arm, shoulder, whatever, was tired. Well, hey, if that was the case, he should have said something before the injury rather than after the injury. I haven't heard an update on that as yet, so we're waiting to see. if he's going to be out for the rest of the year, if he just needs rest, if there's surgery ahead, whatever. I don't know. I haven't heard. And so, therefore, I cannot comment on that. But not too upset, frustrated, whatever. Because I think the Red Sox pitching, starting in relief, is their strong suit. Wright came back and pitched an excellent 4 2/3 innings, I believe. He rescued the bullpen. And then prior to that, David Price pitched a complete game, throwing under 100 pitches for a win. Thornburg is supposedly rehabbing and looking good in most of his rehab starts. The fact is that he's throwing without any pain and getting up in the low 90s. The bullpen has been, a up and down thing, but we've got the people out there. And so, therefore, that has not been a weakness as far as I am concerned. What I'm looking at now is for this Red Sox to go on a run and pull away from the Yankees. I think they can do that. Mookie Betts is having an unbelievable MVP-type year. And J.D. Martinez has been all that we anticipated. Hanley Ramirez is in a contract year. He's doing extremely well. There's Xander Bogaerts, whose bat has been booming of late. And even though he had the ankle injury there for a while, but he's been looking good since he's come back. And they got the book on Rafael Devers, but we'll see whether, he's a young guy, whether he can turn it around. And it's very likely that he's going to be a major force in that lineup, because, you can only go out so far with all the guys that have that. And forgot, Dustin Pedroia is very close, I understand, to coming back as well. That will rest Nunez and allow him to probably play some third base against tough left-handed pitchers and give Devers a break here and there. So, things are looking up. I am not in despair. Yankees, hanging in there. And because they have so many new players, it's hard for me to get a gauge on how well they're going to do. They have guys who could be just like Rafael Devers, who once they, can handle what they're being served as far as pitching is concerned, that they could turn it around as well. So it's going to be interesting, good, interesting summer, hopefully, coming up. Red Sox and Yankees battling it out, that's always a good draw. 4:52 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May the 20th. This is Pentecost Sunday. We have a tremendous Pentecost Sunday program lined up for you, coming your way at 5 a.m. here on Sounds of Praise. You don't want to miss it. The Release of the Holy Spirit. I believe that's part 4. Of that series. Started last year on Pentecost Sunday, and I think we got a couple in since then. So, anyway, we invite you to stay tuned for that. Yeah, get great gospel music coming your way. Music with a message, I love to say. I'll be back.
When I started speaking out about DVT, deep vein thrombosis, I hoped people would listen and talk.
Each year, 2 million Americans are diagnosed with DVT.
Up to 200,000 people die from its complications.
My husband was one of them. While on assignment in Iraq, David died from complications related to DVT.
DVT is a blood clot in your legs that can break loose and travel to your lungs with potentially fatal complications.
I survived.
My brother-in-law wasn't so lucky.
But DVT can be prevented. know the risk factors and the warning signs.
If you have restricted mobility for an extended period of time,
a prior DVT,
have cancer,
or certain heart or respiratory diseases,
these could lead to a life-threatening complication of DVT called pulmonary embolism.
I was lucky.
Very lucky.
Get the facts at PreventDVT.org and talk to your doctor about whether you are at risk.
And this is brought to you by Friends at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:54 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Still not too late. You got about 6 minutes more. You need to call 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, nothing major on the New England Patriots front. In the voluntary OTAs, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski have not put in an appearance. But so far, the younger players have been there and doing due diligence, and some of the, I guess the majority of the other veterans have been there as well, trying to gobble up the playbook and get familiar with what they are supposed to do when the time comes to make the things real. Hey, they're still, you know, Philadelphia still, I would say, has to be the favorites going into the series, into the season series. We haven't got the series yet. Into the season. And it'll be interesting to see if they can, with a target on their back, if they can maintain their championship status. And the Patriots, we're still scratching our heads. No one has come up with a definitive answer for what Belichick and his coaching staff were doing on the defensive end of the ball, especially. And I think that's part of the reason why Brady and Gronkowski, you know, have been no-shows. It's like, okay, if I'm putting my body on the line out here, I don't want my coaches taking away my chance to win another championship. So therefore, they've just held out for the time being. I think when things count,